بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give glorification to Him for being our Lord, for being our Creator, for being our guide in all what we do. As Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only worthy deity deserves to be worshipped. We seek His blessing and mercy upon our leader, leader of humanity, teacher of humanity, our compass on our issues of this deen, on our matters of this life. Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is our direct compass. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show His pleasure to His sahaba and those who succeeded them are not the Muslims treading their path. So lead their resurrection, ameen. My brethren in Islam, you can still recover our last week episode. We have 183 to 184 of Surah Al-Baqarah, see this definition of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse explains the actual means being obliged upon Muslims to be fasting. Because in the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not direct or did not pinpoint the actual month we are to be fasting as Muslims. He only told us that He has made fasting upon us compulsory, same way He did to the previous generations before us. But now in this very verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of that very month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Month of Ramadan, there in the Quran was revealed. Huda linnas, as a guidance to the mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى, and proof from the guidance. والفرقان, and criterion. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ, whoever witnesses the month, فَلْيَصُمْ, let him fast it. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا, and whoever is ill, أو على سفر, or is on journey, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخْرَى, if you can't in other days. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ الْيُسْرَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends with you comfort. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ, He doesn't intend with you difficulty or hardship. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, then you complete the counting. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala great. Declare Him exalted upon the guidance He blessed you with. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, perhaps you might be grateful. الإمام السعدي عليه رحمة الله يازينا واسكونا this very class and إن شاء الله تعالى الكريم I believe the way we've been benefiting from the comments, explanations and details he has been giving us regarding the previous verses we also hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead us through so that we can understand the comments he'll be giving to us on this very particular verse. Al-Imam says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us with what he blessed with on the servant. بأنه فرض عليهم الصيام by explaining that he made fasting compulsory upon them as he did to the previous generations because no نعم that is after declaring I think you've explained this one before. So from 155 rather. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. أي the fasting that is not compulsory on you. شهر رمضان الشهر العظيم is the month of Ramadan, the great month, which what you receive there, what you attain in that very month. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala والفضل العظيم is the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Quran, Quran al-mushtamilu ala al-hidayah that comprises the guidance for the benefit of your religion, guidance for the benefit of your deen, of your life. And al-Quran explains the truth in a very clear explanation. Al-Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equally describes it as a separator, as a rope, as a separator, as a criterion that separates from falsehood and truth, from guidance and misguidance, from the people of perfect and the people of wrongness. فحقيق المشار من هذا الفضل so very able for such a month which is benefit which is favor is so this is a kind of benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you is a goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you the period of the fasting is a period of success for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it makes fasting in such a period compulsory on you. فَلَمَّا قَرَّرَهُ وَبَيَّنَ فَضِيلَتَهُ وَحِكْمَةَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي تَخْصِيصِهِ قَالْ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهَرَ فَلْيَصُمْ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes this and explains the virtue of the month and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regarding specifying that very month by specifying his name He says, شهر رمضان. He does not specify any other month. Rather, he declares the month to be more virtuous than any other month. He says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ Whoever witnesses the month, let him fast it. So, in this very sentence as well, we discover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَيَّنَ الصِّيَامَ عَلَى الْقَادِرِ الصحيح الحاضر الله سبحانه وتعالى specifies those who can fast Ramadan القادر someone is able somebody healthy not sick not ill and somebody حاضر somebody residential which means whoever is on journey on a particular travel is not made compulsion of such a person to fast so ولما كان النسخ للتخيير بين الصيام والفداء خاصة أعاد الرخصة للمريض والمسافر لئلا يتوهم أن الرخصة أيضا منسوخة الإمام says when the concept of abrogation was discussed in some episodes in the past the way Allah سبحانه وتعالى do abrogate some verses to be taken over by another verses that is the rulings contained in those verses when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an nafkh for option between fasting and paying fida, especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now returns the issue of rukhsa, the issue of simplicity. He reversed it, made purposely for the sick and the journeyman, so that nobody will be having a doubt or having a confusion that their very rukhsa, their very rukhsa comfortability is also abrogated. No, it's not abrogated. It maintains the way it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always intends, intends comfort with us, intends easiness with us, intends happiness with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be hardened. Hardened in the sense of not having the rest of mind, tranquility of heart in our lifestyle. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يريد الله بكم ليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. For maintaining the rukhsa, for maintaining the simplicity for us, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted Almighty, has made all the ways that that very comfort could be attained. He has made it so easy for us. And he always, which can lead somebody to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made all those ways so comfortable, so easy for us. That is why all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands his servant to do, they are all so easy to be carried out. What he said are they to be carried out from beginning. Then, if there are some issues that come up, make those things to be heavier for us to carry out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we now find another way to make the rule so easy, so affordable for us to apply or to apply or to execute. It's either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a means of breaking it up, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve with almost every type of relieving. These are the two ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally uses to relieve us from some hard act of ibadah. It's either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogates it completely, or he makes a little relief from there. وَهَذِي جُمْلَةٌ لَا يُمْكِنْ تَفْصِيلُهَا. This very issue, as it is not so easy for us here to be explaining them in deepest. Because deepest explanation about them is what Sharia contains. Then, what Sharia contains encompasses all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in legislation of comfort, legislation of happiness. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. And Imam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. But this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintains it, so that we don't have confusion on the days that will be fasting. That is, the days in Ramadan, which is intended for fasting, is not part of Ramadan, it's full Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. We need to complete the days for our fasting. Then, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped for completing his favor, for perfecting his favor upon us, by explaining and relieving us from what could be seen to be hard for his servants regarding the act of ibadah. Then, Al-Imam says, وَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ التَّكْبِيرُ عِنْدَ رُؤْيَةِ هِلَالِ الشَّوَالِ إِلَى فَضُوِ خُطْبَةِ الْعِيدِ. What also contained in this verse is that we should be saying Allah Akbar by glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever the Hilal of Shawwal, the Christmas of Shawwal, is sought to the end of Khutbat al-Eid, that is on the day of Eid al-Fitr. This is simple explanation made by Al-Imam rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, I want to add some things to it. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Quran to be huda linnas. Quran is the full guidance to humanity. Be it kafir, Muslim, munafiq. Quran is the guidance to humanity. That's the real essence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at by revealing the Quran upon this ummah. But Quran could only be a guidance for those who believe in it. Quran could also be a guidance for those who actually have a sound faith in it. That is, all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated in Quran, either commandments, either prohibitions, they believe in all and they work with them all. That is why in the first verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, or second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, Zalika al-Kitabu, that very book, لا ريب فيه, no doubt in it, هدى للمتقين, really it's a guidance for the pious. So, among the people, among the mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected those people that Quran could be a guidance for, which means it's a guidance for humanity in general. But though that very guidance would be benefiting are the pious among them. I think we need to understand this very well. This one is not contradicting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the second verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. They are not contradicting each other at all. Huda linnas, Quran is a guidance to the humanity in general. But those who benefited from the guidance, they are the pious ones. That is why munafiq, kafir, yahud, nasara can never benefit from Quran because they don't believe in it. Believing in Quran has to do with doctrinal issue. Amr al-Aqadi. Doctrinal issue, it's centered on faith. It's centered on faith. So once you are not faithful, once you are not faithful as a Muslim towards Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give you a grace of benefiting from Quran. Another thing change we equally want to clarify here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Quran to be al-Furqan. That is, it's part of what is contained in Quran, al-Furqan. Yani al-Fariq bain al-Haqq wal-Batil. That is, a separator between the first fruit of Shirk and other sins from the light of Tawheed and other Ta'at. Which means, whoever wants to uphold Quran can never enjoy his life with the people of devilish characters. Yeah, because the main essence why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received Quran needs to be a criterion in the fact that it separates light from darkness, knowledge from ignorance, guidance from misguidance, certainty from doubt, conviction from confusion, success from weakness, crimes from ta'at. You can see, these are the main qualities of Quran. So when someone is claiming to be a man of Quran, you should be able to understand the kind of people you're moving with. How can you be an author of Quran as a Muslim and yet the aqidah of al-walaba wal-wala wal-bara is not clear to you? You can never be a man of Quran except you know, you understand the type of people that can uplift or upgrade the level of your faith when you move with them, when you relate with them, and the type of people which they can only bring you down. They can only help you in destroying your iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us aright. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this very sentence for us to understand that whatever He does for us in deen and whatever He does for us in our worldly issues, Allah deserves to be thanked whatever He does. Because if it brings you something so hard or something you are not welcoming with or something hurtful to you and you don't thank Him, He has the words with Him that you can test your human with. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to you, it has to do with ahkam, ad-deen. It is has to do with general rulings about religion. Or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to you, generally about your qadr, just make sure that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You appreciate him on that. He knows wisdom behind everything he does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دُعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
الله سبحانه وتعالى says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, whenever my servants ask you about me, any qareeb, indeed I'm closer. Ujibu da'wata da'i za da'an, I do answer the call of the caller whenever he calls upon me. Fal yastajibu li, let them submit to me. Wal yu'minu bi, let them believe in me. La'allam yarshudun, perhaps they may be guided. Al-Imam rahimahullah ta'ala said, this is an answer to a question. هذا جواب سؤال. This is an answer to a question. Some of the companions of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, they asked the messenger, they put a question across him, Ya Rasulallah, O the Messenger of Allah, أقريب ربنا فنناجيه أم بعيد فنناديه. This very hadith to be sought for in Tafsir al-Tabari, and Ibn Kathir also directed to it, referred to it. The Sahaba, some of Sahaba asked the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, or the Messenger of Allah, is it closer our Lord is Fanunaji, then we call upon him secretly. Am ba'idun, or is far from us, فَنُنَادِيهِ, then you call upon him by shouting. You can see the difference between Al-Munajah and Al-Munadah. When you call upon somebody by shouting at him, hey, 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 wait for me, we use the word Al-Munadah. But when you call upon somebody privately, secretly, we use the word Al-Munajah. So this is the issue put across to the Prophet by the questioners among the Sahaba. Is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer to us so that we call upon him secretly, perfectly, or is so far to us so that we shout at him when we call upon him? The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this very first. When my servants ask you about me, فَإِنِ قَرِيبٌ, let them understand it, فَإِنِ قَرِيبٌ, I'm closer to them. لأنه تعالى الرقيب الشهيد المطلع على السر وأخفى يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He watches over everybody. He witnesses whatever we do. He's able to see all the secret and hidden. He knows what bleaks in the heart of human being, and he knows what's concealed in the heart. فَوَا قَرِيبٌ أَيْدًا مِنْ دَاعِيهِ بِالْإِجَابَةِ, He is also closer with somebody calls upon him to answer him. Yeah, Allah is closer to us in terms of knowledge, in terms of monitoring, in terms of watching. In fact, all whatever we do it under the close monitoring of His sight. Then it's also closer to whoever calls upon Him by responding to Him, by answering Him, by granting His request. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ, I give your request, I answer the call of the caller whenever he calls upon me. What do I know? And a dua is of two types. Supplication is of two types. Dua wa ibadah, wa dua wa mas'ala. Supplication of act of ibadah and supplication of request. supplication of act of ibadah and supplication of request. Supplication of act of ibadah, it is when you supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally without mentioning anything you need from Him. Yeah, this one could be seen as a mutlaq zikr, could be seen as a general zikr. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us clear evidence or clear explanation of this one in Surah Al-Fatiha when He says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. All those four verses first mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha, they are referring to dua or ibadah, because there is no particular only thing, only gain you request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only that you are praising Him, you are glorifying Him, you are exalting Him. But from the sentence, from the verse, هِنِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى emphasizes on this issue, saying Surah Al-Fatiha contains of the two types of ibadah, of dua. Dua li-ibadah and dua li-mas'alah. So from the verses, إِنَّا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, to the lenses of the surah, explain what the concept of dua al-mas'alah is. So, the two types of dua are well detailed in Surah Al-Fatiha. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different two types of al-qurbu, closeness. Wal-qurbu nu'an. Al-qurbu nu'an. Qurbun bi'ilmihi min kul khalqih. وَقُرْبٌ مِنْ عَابِدِيهِ وَدَاعِيهِ بِالْإِجَابَةِ وَالْمَوْعُونَةِ وَالْتَوْفِيقَةِ. Al-Imam al-Sa'di عليه رحمة الله, as he explained that we have two types of dua, so also we have two types of al-qurbu, closeness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has closeness of knowledge to all His creatures. In terms of knowing what we do, understanding what we carry out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so closer to us, nothing we can do by hiding ourselves from Him. Is it possible? We can't hide ourselves from Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden to Him, neither in summer nor on the earth. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared, should be respected, should be honored, should be bought for. Because He is so close to us. Do not, when you are far from something, you can't see what is going on with it. But once you are closer to where something happens, you see everything. You see something. You can't see everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything because so close to us by knowledge, by consciousness, by awareness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more far from anything He creates. That is general qurbu. General qurbu. General closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all His creatures. The other type of al-qurbu is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a special qurbu. Gives a special qurbu to those who worship Him, to His servants, to those who call upon Him by giving them, answering their calls, granting their requests, giving them assistance and help, having them guided in everything they do. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always be our closer, be at our closer whenever we call upon Him. The Imam says, فَمَنْ دَعَ رَدَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ حَاضِرٍ, whoever calls upon his Lord with attentive heart, وَدُعَيْ مَشْرُوعٍ, and دُعَيْ مَشْرُوعٍ, a legislative supplication, a legal supplication, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعْ مَانِعٌ مِنْ جَابَةِ الدُّعَاءِ, and there's nothing could prevent him from being answered of prayer, كَأَكْلِ الْحَرَامِ وَنَحْوِهِ, like consuming haram and suffering, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ وَعَدَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised such a person a grant of request to what he makes request of. وَخُصُوصًا إِذَا أَتَى بِأَسْبَابِ إِجَابَةِ الدُّعَاءِ, most especially if such a person brings all what could make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer his call, to grant him his request. وَيَلِ اسْتِجَابَةُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. some things, some factors could be considered that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you your call. Al-istijabatu lillahi ta'ala is to remain submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-inqiyad li-awamiri, by obeying His commandment, by fulfilling His commandment, wa nawahihi, and by moving away from all His prohibitions. Al-quliyya wal-fi'liyya, either in utterances and actions, wal-imanu bihi, and not in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mujibu lil-istijaba, such iman that makes action of the prayer necessitated for you. فَلَهَذَا قَالْ ذَلِكَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to these sentences. That is, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your prayer, you want to be an accepted servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of supplication, just hold on to those factors. Submissiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and having a sound faith in Him. I, لَعَلَمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, then guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be attained. Allah will guide you to sound iman. He will guide you to righteous deeds. Once all those things are available with you, are present with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away from you misguidance, which normally nullifies iman and righteous deeds. Because having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submitting to His commandment is a curse, is a factor that could make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you beneficial knowledge and useful consciousness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, all of you that you have attained faith, in taqwallah, if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaj'al lakum furqana, He will surely endow you with furqan, that is criteria, a kind of separator that will be leading you to understand what first mood is, what truth is, what are the things that will lead you to al-jannah, ayyuhal qiyamah, and what are things, practices and actions that will bring you to be unmatched with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us alright. إنه ولي ذلك القادر عليه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.